Chapter 10 A Made Dog. Not far from Southwark Mint was the livery stable of Jeremy Johnson and Son. It was a smallish establishment, quartering perhaps 2 dozen horses in 3 wooden barns, with hay, saddles, bridles, and other apparatus hanging from rafters. A casual visitor to the stable might be surprised to hear, instead of the whinny of horses, the predominant sound of barking, growling, snarling dogs. But the meaning of those sounds was clear enough to frequenters of the place, and no cause for particular comment. Throughout London, there were many reputable establishments that operated a side business of training fighting dogs. Mr. Jeremy Johnson, Sr., led his red-bearded customer back through the stables. He was a jovial old man with most of his teeth missing.
"Bit of an old gabber myself," he said, chuckling. "Doesn't hurt the drinking, though, I'll tell you that."
He slapped the hindquarters of a horse to push it out of the way.
"Move on, move on," he said.
Then looking back at Pierce,
"Now, what is it you'll be wanting?"
"Your best," Pierce said.
"That's what all the gentlemen are wanting," Mr. Johnson said with a sigh. "No one wants else than the best."
"I am very particular."
"Oh, I can see that," Johnson said. "I can see that, indeed. You're seeking a learner so as to polish him yourself."
"No," Pierce said. "I want a fully made dog."
"That's dear, you know."
"I know."
"Very, very dear,"
Johnson mumbled, moving back through the stable. He pushed open a creaking door, and they came into a small courtyard at the rear. Here were 3 wood-boarded circular pits, each perhaps 6 feet in diameter, and caged dogs on all sides. The dogs yelped and barked as they saw the men.
"Very dear, a made dog," Johnson said. "Takes a proper long training to have a good made dog. Here's how we do. First, we gives the dog to a coster, and he jogs the dog day and day again to toughen him, you know."
"I understand," Pierce said impatiently. "But I..."
"Then," Johnson continued, "then we puts the learner in with an old gummer, or a young gummer, as the case is now. Lost our gummer a fortnight past, so we took this one," he pointed to a caged dog, "and yanked all the teeth, so he's the gummer now. Very good gummer he is, too. Knows how to worry a learner. Very agile, this gummer is."